What better way to honor and enjoy the holidays, and I mean all of the holidays, than to toast each one with a fabulous new cocktail or mocktail, if you will. There's a new book that takes you from New Year's Day all the way to New Year's Eve with stops along the way at other festive holidays of the year. You think of the holiday, they've got a drink for it. Devin McEwen's original creations are truly wonderful. He is a delightful guide through the tools and techniques that the reader will need to make all of these snazzy cocktails and mocktails at home. The book is designed and illustrated by the incredibly talented Sandra Boynton, who happens to be the author's mother. McEwen is a white water slalom racer, traveling and competing internationally for the USA since 2001, including on the U.S. Olympic team in Rio in 2016. But it is his work as a mixologist and a hobbyist that is going to get him on this program today. He researches extensively, and ain't that fun, and brings tastes and techniques from his travels into play. Sandra Boynton is a dear friend of this program, one of the nation's most popular cartoonists, children's author, songwriter, producer, director. Since 1974, she's written and illustrated 100-some children's books, with 90 million copies being sold. It is an absolute pleasure to welcome Devin and Sandra to the program this morning. How are you both?
Doing well. How are you, Jeff?
It's really nice to have you on the show. It's really nice to talk about the book, which is beautiful, and I'm very excited to get people excited about this book. I want to just mention that one of the things, we're talking about the book, but we're also promoting an event that's coming up on November 12th at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut, and there's going to be a big cocktail event with Devin and Sandra, and I'm gonna host the thing, and it's gonna be so much fun. And that is being put on from our friends at Oblong Books, and if you go to oblongbooks.com, you can find out information about how to take part in this, where you will not only get to bask in their presence, but also have a drink or two. So very, very nice. All right, Devin, let us begin with you. How did this all come about?
My mom and I had been batting around the idea of doing a cocktail book together since 2006, so not long after I was legal to drink. But I'm someone who often kind of has big ideas and not much follow through. My mom is the opposite. She's incredibly prolific and good at meeting deadlines. So I've been kind of dragging my feet for a while. And then early last year, she sent me an email and she's like, "All right, here's the cover for the book we're doing together." I spoke to my publisher. We have a contract, so you can't get out of it anymore.
Well, that sounds like a good way to light a fire, isn't it?
Yeah, mothers. They're the worst.
Mothers.
It is.
You can't live with them, but you can drink with them. So yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good. Yeah, from January 1st to December 31st, all the days that you possibly could come up with, and that's very fun. At what point, Devin, did you think in terms of what is a good cocktail for a particular holiday?
Yeah, that's a good question. I kind of had three criteria for each of the drinks in the book. First and foremost, I wanted them all to be good and not just gimmicky. But yeah, secondly, I wanted them to all be very much on theme, kind of high concept. I didn't want to just come up with a random cocktail and, you know, slap the name Thanksgiving cocktail on it. And then thirdly, I wanted them to be kind of accessible to the home bartender. So kind of juggling those three considerations was you know, a little bit of a tightrope walk. But yes, I some of the holidays are, you know, easy to get at. I would just sort of take, you know, existing holiday flavors and adapt them into cocktail form. Some of them were a little trickier, and I had to kind of think outside the box for how to approach them. So yeah, each holiday kind of presented its own challenge, sort of in terms of conceptualizing.
You have a St. Patrick's Day cocktail here that caught my attention. Well, the traditional cocktail of the holiday is of course, 6 pints of Guinness back-to-back. For those looking to avoid gluten, excess calories, or bar fights, I've here adapted an Irish potato candy into a drink. There is, every March, local confectioners in Philadelphia produce thousands of pounds of Irish potato candy. This is balls of coconut cream rolled in powdered cinnamon resembling tiny potatoes. So you have figured out how to make a spud transfusion.
Yeah, so that drink, that holiday was kind of stumping me because, of course, you know, St. Patrick's Day is strongly associated with beer. And so I was like, oh, how could I approach this differently? And then I had this memory. My mom in my youth had gotten me for St. Patrick's Day a box of this Irish potato candy from a local confectionery. And I was like, huh, is that an existing thing? So I scoured the internet and discovered that it is indeed, a known confection from Philadelphia, which is actually where my mom grew up. So kind of a sort of perfect synchronicity there. And that once I had that sort of flavor profile in mind, it came together very easily. And I think that's actually my favorite cocktail in the book. I really enjoyed it.
I'm trying to figure out how an Irishman like myself who grew up in Philadelphia missed out on this candy.
I assume that it's a failing on the part of your own parents. I don't want to call them out, but I feel like if they didn't expose you to this, then shame on them.
Well, I just don't. I think in our family, we just didn't get past the Guinness. I think that's the problem.
Fair.
Yeah,
that's wrong with that.
We tried, just didn't work out. Sandra Boynton, you certainly. I think it's incredible the art you have put into this book, and I assume it was fun to do. Given that it is obviously something that you get to work with your son on, but also to illustrate something that is more adult in nature.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's really that I don't tend to think of my audience for any of my books as being any particular age. And I know that's peculiar. But I started out as a green card designer. And that's the same art that I'm using kind of everywhere. It's just my style. So it wasn't really hard to adapt it. The hard thing was in putting it together. I mean, Devin is just one of my favorite writers. He's one of the funniest people I've ever known. And I hadn't looked at this book for about a month till this interview was coming up. I said, well, I should look at this again. And I'm laughing out loud at it. And I'm not someone who laughs out loud at things in general. I can enjoy things. But so it was really fun to work on and to, also I had to, because just being conscientious, I had to taste test all of these cocktails multiple times. Yeah. You can't just phone it in,
No.
It was so fun.
You mentioned the Talk Like a Pirate Day, and Devin, so there's a question for both of you. One is, it's the Cala Martini, and it includes squid ink and a squid tentacle, or octopus will do if you're out of squid. Have you ever gotten Sandra to draw a squid or a tentacle before? Is this your debut of this particular sea creature?
Occasionally people ask, is there an animal you haven't drawn? And I think this is one. I don't think I had done a squid before. Usually my answer is mosquito. But now I've drawn a cute mosquito for something else. It's not in this book. So I don't know. It's good to stretch yourself. You know what I mean, Joe.
I absolutely do. And Devin, where does one acquire squid ink? I assume from a squid, but besides that.
from the darkest corners of the internet. Have you heard of the dark web? That's where you get squid.
It's so dark. It's squid black.
Exactly.
So the event is on November 12th. And I, you know, of course, we've had extensive rehearsals and have talked about this at length, but, you know, just for people who may not know, what exactly are we going to be doing?
Well, as you and I know, we want to surprise everybody.
Yes, so. That's right. But we're going to talk, and then we're going to make cocktails while we're talking. Is that right?
Yes, and I was just realizing this will be the first time that anyone has made the cocktails in this book for me. I won't be making them myself, so I feel like it's going to be a real treat to be able to try them without, you know, having to make them for myself.
Who the hell's making the cocktails then?
Yeah, exactly.
You farmed it out?
Well, no, actually, they offered. They have an incredible bartender there.
Oh, that's good. All right.
And I think Devin liked the idea of kicking back for change.
Okay.
Right. I've earned it.
So we can put on our drink orders, and then by the end, we'll have a squid teeny or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, I don't know exactly what will be on the menu, but.
Well, bring your squidding, for goodness sakes. It's going to be a lot of fun. It happens on November 12th. Find out more by going to oblongbooks.com. November 12th at 6:30 at the White Hart Inn in Salisbury, Connecticut. Two of my favorite people in one of my favorite places, and we're going to be talking about cocktails and mocktails and having a very, very good time to get you into the holiday spirit and the spirit for all holidays. Devin, Sandra, thank you so much for being with us. I can't wait to see you on the 12th.
Thank you so much for having us,
Joe. Thank you.
Be well.
We can't wait.
Thanks very much. Again, you can find out more information by going to Oblong Books. It's an Oblong Books event at the White Hart Inn, and you go to oblongbooks.com. Oblongbooks.com. Again, the name of the book is Extremely Happy Holidays. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.